So tell us who you are.
I am James Governor from Redmonk. I'm the founder and one of the analysts of, well, it's an industry analyst company. We spend most of our time looking at actually software development, the future of software development, helping businesses understand that. But we actually do also have a part of the business called Greenmonk, which is all about using technology, collaboration, open data and open standards to get better environmental outcomes.
And what have you been doing here? Why are you here at this event?
Well, I hopefully saying who I am helps to identify what I'm doing here. I mean, the interesting thing about IBM's start is that it really means that I'm wearing both of my hats at the same time.
Right.
So rather than sort of having one conversation about sustainability, and an alternative conversation about middleware, databases, analytics, and so on, this is kind of an opportunity to be talking about both.
Right.
I'm certainly very interested in businesses and sustainability. I've been involved at various levels, helping on the corporate social responsibility side, which traditionally has been a little bit PR-led, but our clients and some organizations are making it more strategic. And I think really that's one of the things that I'm seeing here is people understanding that it is about business,
right,
and that has to be a good thing.
You've been very active on Twitter.
Yes.
Why?
Twitter's a big part of kind of how I do business, how I live. I live declaratively. I find you have better outcomes if you announce your intentions or your desires and so on. Information, you never know when one piece of information that will be widely valuable. For us as a business, when we set up and started blogging, actually, which is back in the distant past, kind of in 2004, we started blogging. And I think initially, at least, we were concerned. Is this 20% time? We shouldn't do it all the time. What is it? Well, eventually we realized it's a sales tool. It's a marketing tool. It's a research tool. It is all of the things that we need to do. Most importantly, a community building tool. And so when we began to use Twitter, I was actually pretty relaxed because I was like, well, we've done this before. You know, I don't need to say use it for a limited amount of time.
Do you see other delegates around you? Have you seen other delegates
around
you?
No, not really.
Why do you think that is?
Not entirely surprising. Well, a lot of the audience do see them, well, are business leaders, see themselves as business leaders. It's a very particular subset that would find it perhaps valuable. They would think it was valuable to be talking on Twitter. I mean, at the moment, yes, celebrities can see the value, but business leaders less so. There are some. I mean, Alan Sugar and others.
Yeah.
I think it will change. But pretty clearly, this has been less a media-led event and actually perhaps less of a... of a conversation with the wider internet-led event than I would have liked. I just think that it's really, they're not necessarily, I mean, they're probably still using Nokia phones.
Do you think it's also because of the issues around IP and sharing information is traditionally not something that
absolutely, absolutely. I mean, that's been one of the interesting things. I mean, we've seen much more restrictions on the sessions today. Somewhat ironically, I think. I mean, we're going to talk about the politics of information, and everybody talked about the need to share more information and how to do that, but we just weren't prepared to do that in public. So, I mean, it's a bias that we meet every day. I mean, Redmonk is very much an open IP company. That's how we see ourselves. We have many competitors that do not. We all run into this every day. I mean, you're a web person.
We're not even real.
Sorry?
We're not even real.
You're not real? Or you're not really web
I'm not
people?
Here.
Yes, exactly. We're not here because we're web people. So I think really we're going to continue to run into this. Perhaps in 15 years, it would be surprising if people didn't share information. But right now, yes, it's the status quo. It is how we live now, and there's an awful lot of paranoia. Businesses don't understand the value of openness.
But everyone's talking about collaboration and sharing
yes.
here. Which, and again, we've seen the ironies of that not actually being in reality. But people are talking about actions coming from these talks. Do you think that one of those actions will be, let's talk about really collaborating and really sharing ideas?
Well, I know what I'm going to be pushing hard for, which is some smaller, more conversational, more engaged sessions. I'd like to see more face-to-face conversations amongst the delegates. That's one of the stated intentions, but we just haven't had enough networking time. So more face-to-face, more people looking at each other rather than look at the backs of people's heads. So I'm going to be encouraging, and hopefully IBM has its actions after the event, to do some smaller events looking at some of the issues we've identified, and hopefully bringing the web to that, because clearly bringing the web perspective is important. I mean, one of the things I found ironic, and well, actually I say ironic, we all use ironic incorrectly, one of the things I found funny is that frankly there have been IBMers that are pissed off that they can't join the conversation. And I think that that's an interesting, that's something interesting about the event, an interesting dynamic, yeah.
Yeah. So in moving towards those kind of actions, I mean, obviously you've been here for nearly all the time apart from the weekend.
Yes.
Does it feel like it's moving towards action now?
Some of the track owners understood this. I think others thought the action was sales. So if they do a couple of deals, well, that's a pretty damn good action based on the assessment of the event. Other track owners, I think, were a bit clearer about this sort of actions. Certainly one of them, which sounds very exciting, I would say definitely check out an organization called WaterAid. Basically, they have worked with a number of water utilities to start looking at water and potable water issues in emerging geographies. One of the action items here, and one of the suggestions, is that we actually do the same with energy utilities.
Right.
So how we could take energy to some of these emerging geographies. Good example that was mentioned the other day is that the telecoms companies, notably Vodafone, when they go out and install a base station, they need to power that with diesel. Well, as they increasingly power up with things like solar power, there may be excess power, and that begins to become the basis of a local community grid. That's super exciting, and I think that's one of the potential actions, is sort of energy aid, bringing energy to these geos is has to be something useful and or important. So that's one action I can see.
Who else has stood out for you today? I mean, it's all been about analytics today.
Well, today's actually been really interesting, because today, again, from a track owner perspective, there were much more, I would say, alternative perspectives. We had an academic earlier talking about the politics, the geography of information. That was tremendous. To have this event to these business people being told about OpenStreetMap and how excellent a job they've done from a real expert in geographical information systems was really interesting. You kind of hear them going, but that can't be good data. And he was pointing out that actually the traditional providers also have bad data. So that was a good alternative perspective. Obviously, we had LJ this morning. I mean, you know, great suit, great presentation, and clearly doesn't look like she works for IBM. Although, to be fair, the leader of this event, Caroline Taylor, she's also known for wearing a purple suit or jacket as well. So, you know, I think that today has had some alternative perspectives, and clearly we've just had Marwell talking to us about conservation of gravy zebras in Kenya, which, well, I guess the first job in conservation from a, you know, from being thousands of miles perspective is actually having heard of this. I mean, I think I'm a bit of a nature buff. I mean, give me a Richard Attenborough program and, you know, I'll be there. But I'd never bloody heard of a gravy zebra. So, you know, here I am now volunteering to help a charity save them. So I think that is... That's my action. You've got a charity that is found, or an NGO that has found a really interesting way, a methodology for analysing the health of wildlife as opposed to livestock within a bounded geographical area. Now, my thought is, if we can find other NGOs to use the same tools and methodology, the entire power of the value becomes more information. It's Web 2.0 thinking. The more data we have, the better the outcomes we can generate, the better decision-making we can do. So I think that's a really exciting opportunity that comes out of the analytics day.
Great. James, thanks very much. Fantastic.
Okay. Thank you very much.